Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 112. Man, it's hard to keep track of the numbers.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork. Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help as many interested people around the world learn and improve at jazz piano by providing structured and organized jazz piano education. I'm your host, as always, Brendan Lowe, and thank you so much for being here. This is going to be episode number 112, and in this episode, I'm going to be going over Basslines Part 2. Now, just to give you a little heads up, one of our members, Aaron, told me about the part one, and that was like episode 35, and then I forgot to do part two. So thank you, Aaron, for letting me know. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. And so that's what I'm going to do today. Hopefully you guys, I strongly encourage you to check out episode number, the previous episode about 2018. I think I went over a lot of different things. It's just me talking. There's no lesson, but my vision for Jazz Piano School and whatnot. But for this episode, 112, not going to do much talking. I'm just going to jump right into the lesson and get down to business. So with that being said, let's dive right in. All right, so what we're going to do here is I left off teaching about half notes in bass lines, connecting to the fifth, and then connecting to any sort of root or change in the movement. So if we're going from a C chord to an F chord, right, and we're trying to walk a bass, basically in four beats, we'd split up the four beats by playing the root, the fifth, and then moving to our next root. Now, for some reason, let's say like the next chord was E flat, right? I could still do the same thing. I can go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4 to wherever I need to go. Now, this, you know, is not going to be the best way, right, to connect the changes depending upon how they move, how randomly they move, but it still definitely is a way. Now, today I'm going to talk about a couple different things. I'm going to talk about the diatonic harmony from which the key is coming from and how you can connect that using scalar motion. And I'm also going to be talking about different types of approach notes. So half note, specifically half note approaches and surrounding approaches like chord scale above approaches. So if we take a root, for example, C, I'll take the C. We can approach all of our roots with a half step below, or we can take a chord scale above and then go down to the root that we're approaching. So if I were to connect two chords, right? Let's say C and F again. I could go C, E, G, E, F. So what I did there was simply I put the third in the middle, went up to the fifth, went down chromatically to the half step below, and then approached the F. Now, sorry, to make this a little bit, actually, let's go back one step before that. Now, the reason I put the third in there is because the one, the three, the five are major, major cornerstones of the chord, right? I think we can all agree on that. They are the chord tones to any sort of chord. And again, if we're taking seventh chords, for example, if it was the chord was a C minor seven, right, like this, and I wanted to connect to, let's say, an A minor seven, like, you know, I might do that. So pretty much we can use, and I, you know, a lot of the chord tones when walking bass. Now, this, the root and the fifth, the way I started with in episode 35 so long ago, these are going to be obviously the strongest cornerstone. So always using the root and the fifth are always great. So a lot of times you'll find me walking up and down, and I may just do this. So if I'm going from C to F, I might go root, fifth, root, approach to the fifth. Now, in that sense, that case, going to the B flat, I use a chord scale above. So we can use chord scale above or a half step below to get to our roots. We don't need to use anything else, right? If I'm walking a 2-5, I might do that, right? So that's works. Do you see what I did there? So root, 5, root, half step below, root, 5, root, half step below to the C, right? So for a 2-5-1. So if I was walking a line, you know, I could do that. Now, again, this is a lot of roots and fifths. And again, that's what bass players do. I mean, that's the essential part of walking a bass. Okay. But obviously we want to know, we hear lots of movements and connections, but we want to ensure we're hitting strong notes on downbeat, so our lines don't sound funky. You know what I mean? So from here, I'm going to start to talk about the diatonic process of walking. So if we're in the key of C, we want to walk up and down, and 2/5s lend themselves to this very easily. And since there's a lot of 2/5s in jazz and there's 2/5/1s in jazz, this is going to be a very easy process. You're going to be using this the most, right? We want to connect our chord tones with the diatonic notes from the key. So if I have a 2/5/1 and I'm going from D minor to G, right? Instead of going half note, half note, half note, I can walk up. So I can split all those four beats just by walking up diatonically. 1, 2, 3. Now I can't get to the, you know, I still have one more beat left to go. So what do I do with that last beat? Well, I have two options that I'm going to use. I can use my half step below approach to get to the root, or I can use my chord scale above approach to get to the root. Right? So I can go 1, 2, 3, half step below, and then I land on the root. Or I can go 1, 2, 3, chord scale above, approach. Okay, you see that? And that way we're aligning beat one with the chord change. Now, from here on out, I have two ways I can go to move up. Now, let me just show you going down. If we're going down from the minor chord, we don't have to use any approaches because there's five notes to get to that root. So this is kind of something you just learn. If you're walking up in a 2/5/1, like a 2-5 progression, you need to add the approach. If you're walking down, you do not need to add the approach. Okay, you see that there? Now from here, again, from the G, we have two ways we can go as well, right? We can either go up to the C or we can go down to the C, our one chord. Now again, if we walk up to the C, there's only gonna be four notes. 1, 2, 3, right? So we need to figure out a way to lead into this, all right? So what I'd recommend doing, again, going like this, because so here we had three notes, right? And then we had a half step in between to get to the G. If I walk up three notes, I don't have a half step to get to the C. So what can we do then? Well, you might say, let's think to ourselves. We might be able to hit the B flat. We could do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, right? Now we are landing on a B flat, which is kind of out of the chord center of G7, right? So let's say we were, just in a situational basis, if someone was soloing, let's just say randomly by coincidence, and they hit the third, let's say I'm soloing, right? So if I was playing a solo and I play the line like this, right? The third is a central crucial part of the G chord, right? It's the third. And then you hit that bass note there, that's not going to sound that great. So using the B flat is not our best choice. Does it work? Yes. I mean, anything really works. You could do something like that, right? But a slightly better way would be to use the chord scale above approach. So we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. This is going to keep it all diatonic, okay? And it's going to allow your notes to really sink into the harmony and to kind of extract the full potential of the harmony by staying in the key. All right, so that's what we could do there. And again, walking down, we don't have any approach notes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. So if I were to walk a bass line, right, from a 2/5/1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. And a lot of the times, getting used to walking bass, when you know it, you just got to start to kind of do it and work through the process through all the 2/5/1s, which I recommend, and start to get a feel of how the notes in the equation for the beats are going to line up in the end. So like I just told you, going up, you're going to use an approach note. Going down, you don't need to use an approach note, depending upon the progression. Now, 2/5/1 is a sequential circle of fifths progression, meaning the D resolves down by a fifth to the G, resolves down by a fifth to the C, right? If the changes start to move differently, the harmony starts to move differently with different sequences of intervals, it's not going to act like that, right? So for example, if I have a 1-6-2-5, or a 1-4-3-6, let's try that one, right? We can combine everything I've talked about now into one. So we can walk up diatonically and use our approach to get to our root, 1, 2, 3. And again, the process of walking bass it's kind of like the bebop equation. I don't know if you guys have listened to this, but by the third or fourth beat, you have to start to instantly figure out how you're gonna resolve to get to the root. Now, will your fingering get screwed up? Yes. Will your mind kind of freeze for a second? Yes, but you know what? That's what practice is for, right? When you practice the different ways to move around and you've done it a lot, it becomes ingrained. It's like riding a bike. But when you break it down slowly like this, it's that much easier. So we go through this process. So 1, 2, 3, I'm on beat 3. And here's our F, and I'm on beat 3, so I have one more beat to use up. So obviously I can't go to the F immediately, right? So I have to use up one quarter note, right? Or 2/8 notes. So I could go 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1. That's another way to do it. That's kind of more advanced. I'm not going to get into some of those like 8th note stabs, right? You know, stuff like that. But just to use up that one beat, it's going to be the simplest next step to take. So we want to use up that one beat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Okay, could you use a half step above? You could use that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. It's going to sound a little funky, but again, diatonic notes are going to be the best way to start off. So if we have our 1, 4, 3, 6, now we are on an F chord, we need to get to our E chord. So we have to take into consideration, like, our movement pattern between F and the E is a half step, or I have to get up here, which is, it's a little high for walking bass on the piano, right? So what am I going to do from here to get to this bass note? Now, walking up and down, like we've just talked about, I can't just walk up 4 beats because that's not going to bring me to E. So I need to kind of kill some time, right? Or I need to kind of stagger. This is where we pivot. So I could go 1, 2, 3. So I've used up 3 beats. I just need to use up one more. So again, we can pivot between the root and the fifth at all times just to use up those first 3 beats. I could do that and then use my approach note, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. You see that? Okay. Or the other thing we can do is, again, we are on the F chord, so we can use basically the mode, you know, of the chord we're on, you know, so our 4 major, again, we're still in the key of C, and we need to use up 3 beats and then maybe 4 to get to the E. So I could go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Again, all diatonic. I'm just walking up to the third, going back to the root. I wouldn't want to go back down to this G because it's not really kind of 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Right, that's not a, you want to always kind of pivot through the use of the roots, the fifths, or approach notes, right? This is pivoting to the root from the, leaving the 9, which is going to kind of sound a little strange, right? It sounds weird, right? But if I do this, right, that resolves naturally into the E. You see that? So we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Okay, now are these bass lines like cool? I mean, not yet. We'll get to that. Okay, but I'm just showing you how to take the next step between roots, fifths, and your approach notes. All right, so now we're on E. So we need to get to the A. Well, we can walk up. Now, again, this is where some sort of situational basis starts to come into play. Whether you use the F sharp, right, to get to the A, you could do that. That sounds really nice. But if you want to stick, you know, more within, you know, terms of the mode, right, you're not going to have that F sharp because that's not coming from the key of C. Now, that again, that's going to be a very situational basis. I don't want to get into all that right now, but just know you have options, right? And again, we could do this 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. That's a perfect way to do it. You can jump around just using roots and fifths, okay? You could go back down. I think this is going to go off the camera, but I'm going to go down to B here, guys. Right, you could do that. And again, anytime like you start to get lost or you start to feel hesitant, just use the roots and fifths. You can always pivot. Use up 3 beats of the roots and fifths. 1, 2, 3, and then pick your approach note. 4, 1. I can go back to my fifth again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Right? 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. I can walk my entire bass line, no matter what it is, just using roots and fifths, right? 1, 2, so root, fifth, root, approach, and we always use an approach on the last, on beat 4. Root, fifth, root, that's an A, low A. Approach. Right? So then that way, you don't never get this, get stuck. Where it starts to become, you know, better sounding is where we're connecting it diatonically, like I was talking about. So again, so I'm connecting all of my roots. Here's my E. I'm walking up. So I've used up 3 beats. I use my half scale approach to get to that A. You know, I'm using my B, C. So I hit a C natural here on that A sharp chord. But again, it's one of those things where this C is kind of leading into the D. It's like a pre-sound leading into the D. And again, if the improvisation, If the person's soloing, if you're soloing, you hit this right on that beat. I mean, that's going to be very coincidental, but you probably won't hear it because, again, this line, you hear how it flows into the D. It's kind of, your ear doesn't, based on the harmonic qualities, your ear kind of just skips right over that, right? And I would continue up. So again, our main goal here, guys, is to use up those three beats, find an approach note that can lead into our next root, and kind of combine that with our roots and fifths, however we want. So if I were to walk, let's say, you know, consistent two fives. And again, I use roots and fifths a lot. So if we're doing two fives, right? If we're going just up in two fives and I'm walking, root, fifth, root, half step approach, excuse me, F minor. So I'm going down, let me explain this a little slower. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. So F sharp minor 7 to B7, F minor 7, I'm going down two fives and half steps by full measures. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Right, so I have this. Right? So again, you can move however you want. And again, is your fingering going to get screwed up? Yes. Right? So I went E, walked up to the A, fifth, root, fifth, down to the root, D, right? So there I just walked up diatonically. Approach note, root, approach note, D, right? G, oh, you can always walk down. That allows me to go right to the C sharp. So sometimes, depending upon the progression, again, you're going to have to make these quick decisions on how to approach the notes. And how do you do that? It just comes with practicing certain types of progressions. Like there, I know my 2-5, I can always walk down without any approach. But when I was on G, I didn't really know how I was going to get to my C sharp. Now I could go back up and use an approach note to get to my C sharp. And then walk up to my F sharp, or going down, I didn't have to use an approach note. Right? You see that? So depending upon the progression, you're going to have to make these quick decisions. Like, you need to be okay not knowing. Like, I don't always know how I'm going. That's why jazz is awesome. Because there's not, I mean, even though there's system and structure to learning these things, you don't always know how it's going to resolve or work out. Kind of like life, right? So, I mean, if we knew how everything was going to work out, it wouldn't be fun, right? It'd be boring. Life would be boring. It's the thrill of not knowing, which is the fun part, all right? So now let's talk about, before I wrap up here, some like eighth note things. So let me see. So these little eighth note stabs are what's really going to give your line kind of flair and that nice bass note walking sound. I'm trying to figure out the best way, or like the good examples here. So you can always pivot back to the root when you get to your approach note. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1. That's a very common thing to do. So you're pivoting back to the root to get that little kick. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1. Right? 4 and 1. So I'm pivoting back to the root that I was just on, depending upon how you do it. You can pivot to the root again. So if I'm going 1-6 and I have a full measure, 1, you're just throwing in a pivot. Like if instead of just doing this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Okay, so I'm going down. I'm hitting my chord scale below, half-step approach below. And then to the root, I just simply add in a kick with my left hand octave. You know, you'll hear that. Triple it, ba. So 1, 2, 3, da, ba, da, right? I don't think you can see on the camera there. Stuff like that. That gets a little, you don't want to do too much of that because it'll get excessive with the triplets. But triplets and eighth notes are the way to give your stuff some kick. So triple it, 1, right? or however you want to do it. You can continue to walk up. Let me pick D minor here. Right, so if I was going in a 2-5 in D minor to G, I could go triple it, or I could go triple it. So I could do that, you know? So you want to pick your triplets. What you're going to do with your triplets is use your chord tones. So you can go 1-5-1 and then land on your second beat. And again, the only difference there is that you're giving a flourish. It's a flare. Instead of going 1-2-3-4-1, you're going 1-2. So it's just an ornament. It's a little ornament you're adding on down the downbeat of 1. Triple it 2. Instead of just going 1-2. Or you could go 1-2-3-4-1. You hear that? You know, however you want to do it. So those little kicks back to the root or back to the 5 or using your triplet is going to be the best thing to do regarding walking bass lines. Sorry, I was just having a thought process. So now again, connecting random chords, you know, you're mainly improvising your bass lines at this point, right? And again, you're using principles, you know, to keep this as structured and organized as possible. You're using the principles we talked about. So you want to focus on your roots, your fifths, okay, your approach notes. And then once you get to beat 3, right, your diatonic movements, let's say I'm going A flat major. G altered, E flat minor, I gotta make sure, E minor, A, D. Let's see if I can remember that. A flat major, G altered, E flat minor, E minor, I think I did A altered, or sharp 11 flat 9. No, that was kind of more of a funk gospel beat I was feeling, right? Let's say we're to swing that though. 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. Okay, so if we were to take that progression, A flat major. We need to get to G altered, right? So I go 1-2-3-4-1. That's a possibility. On your approaches, again, this is a good thing to do. If you're going from a half step below, a half step progression like this, 1-2-3-4-1. That's a really nice approach to use. Now, when you have certain types of chords, like the G altered, it's okay to start to connect your lines using some of the extensions in the chord as well. Like we have the sharp 9, so I can approach the 3 with my sharp 9, go to the 7, and then lead into my E flat minor 7 chord. Right? So, and again, as I start to get up higher in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, this is how you start to kind of ebb and flow your lines. Well, like you don't want to go so low that your hand starts going off the piano. I don't want to keep going up from here because that's going to be too high. So once I hit that E flat, I'm like, okay, I got to go back down. So I can make 2 big jumps. I know my target is E and E. So I'm not going to target this E. It's going to be high because I know I want to go down. So I'm going to make 2 big jumps, right? And then I might use... I could do that, right? So just like a double approach, double chromatic approach there, that would work. So something like that, right? And again, here, now we just have a normal 2-5. So I'd go that. So here's our bass line. And then here, let me see. You could also triplet there. You could do that, right? And again, a lot of this will be dependent, kind of, the beauty of this is dependent upon what fingers you use, how you want to play it. And again, this is where the improvisational component comes into play. One, two, three, four, and one, two, three, four, one. Could do that, right? One and two, three, four, one, instead of going this. One, two, three, four, one, right? One and two, three, four, one. I don't remember what I played here. Right? Or this. To the D, right? So here we go. Okay, so that's, so I just created a walking bass line over that over that progression, using kind of the components and things we talked about with connections, half steps, and things like that to move around. Now, again, in traditional jazz standards, like all the standards in a real book, old show tunes, Broadway tunes that have become standards, Night and Day, All the Things You Are. I mean, the harmonies, all those tunes are written so structurally sound with harmonic movements. Your bass lines are going to be a piece of cake. You know, it's when you have to start walking tunes like written by, Wayne Shorter, Coltrane, things like that. Walking bass over giant steps, stuff like that. That becomes challenging, you know. But start with these standards, All the Things You Are. Start with the tunes with lots of 2/5s, okay, the bebop tunes and things like that. Work on connecting the 2/5s. Then start to work on some random sorts of progressions. Like I just created that progression, right? Go to D flat. I kind of like that change better. Where did I go here? And then D flat 7, sharp 11. That's very nice, right? Something like that. So in the process, you can kind of recreate your progression as like a composition project. And then work on connecting those chords and progressions as your practice into creating bass lines. Okay? So I hope that was helpful, guys. If you want more information, go to jazzpianoschool.com. You can find everything about the site, including some free training on our main curriculum and a lot of other information, blog, podcast, lick of the day. Last thing, we do have our lick of the day book getting ready, actually. We're going to be publishing our Lick of the Day book. So this is a collection of all the licks of the day we've taken. We're going to send that out to people. It's going to be completely free, actually. And we're going to send that out to people, and you can have that to flip through. We'll have links to all the videos and things like that. So it'll be a really awesome, awesome resource for you to study from and kind of just have, you know, just have at your piano, right? You can just have that by your piano, this book, our collection. It's going to have the description and analysis of all the licks. You can start to flip through that. Just an amazing resource I think everybody should get. So just a little heads up on that, and I'll let you know more about that. But that's it for the bass lines. I hope that helped. Again, thank you guys so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode, and happy practicing.